minor detail.
Okay.
This is what Hap does.
Okay, it is what Hap does.
Yeah, exactly. Are you ready? Mm-hmm. Yep.
Welcome to Flipping Off, a purpose-driven podcast about flipping houses and making a difference. Hey, everybody, Melina Boswell here. I was just listening to our intro in flipping houses and making a difference. And so today, I want to spend a little bit of time talking about an actual situation where we did make a difference in somebody's life. And so I think we save homes and we save lives and we flip houses too. That's what making a difference really does mean. And so today I have with me Mr. John Slater.
Good morning.
And I have with me Miss Patty Letts.
Hi.
And so today we wanted to talk a little bit about, we've had Patty on the podcast before, and we talked about her journey with New Wealth Advisors Club and from the beginning, and then just how she's grown and grown from being a student who knew nothing about real estate to working her way through her own business and now becoming a junior coach. So coming up through the ranks, which is very exciting for us. And so today I wanted to discuss, well, we've discussed how many homes Patty has actually saved. So I thought today would be a good time for us to dig into the details, or get into the weeds, if you will, about one specific property. And it was difficult for us to come up with one specific property, but we thought it would be interesting and helpful for you guys out there that are listening, that are just now starting your business and trying to wrap your mind around how is it possible to actually serve a homeowner and not get paid. It's one of the very first questions that I ask people when they come into the club. I pose this question, you know, if you have the opportunity to help a homeowner who's in distress save their home and not get paid, or you can buy their home at a deep discount and make $40,000, would you be willing to help them save their home and not get paid? And if your answer is no, that is perfectly okay, but this is not your home.
Yep.
We are not your people. This is not your club. So, because we do put people ahead of profit. And so I think people love the idea or that concept, but they don't really understand how that's even a possibility, right? What does that really mean? How do I help somebody save their home and not get paid? How is that even a reality? So we decided to take a case, if you will, today, and an actual property with a homeowner. And it's like a case study. Yeah.
Yep.
And this was John's idea.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I've seen it myself, you know, being in the room, not fully understanding what it means to actually go help a homeowner, mm-hmm. to go serve a homeowner and not worry about the outcome, you know, the monetary value. And, you know, we've been fortunate to do it several times and to also help those homeowners get out of their house and actually purchase properties and, mm-hmm. and do deals and make money. But, you know, I really like the idea of Patty coming in and talking specifically about some of the scenarios, because she's, you know, she is heading up our HAP program. She's, you know, spending a lot of time working with homeowners, answering phone calls, working with other students. And, you know, she's building that, I can't think of the word, that, you know, she's somebody that people look up to.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
they credibility.
Credibility. Mm-hmm. They know
reputation.
That
reputation.
That's the word I was looking for, reputation. You're mm-hmm. building your reputation as somebody who, hey, I need help with this homeowner. I'm going to go to Patty because Patty's going to be able to help me.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah. So with that being said, we decided to pick, there's so many different cases that we could take and kind of dissect a little bit, but we chose one that we think it's a beautiful story, and there's a lot of great things about it. Has lots of twists and turns in it, which makes it very interesting. So let's start with that one. And we will leave out very specific personal details of the homeowner, but we can talk in general, but we'll give details of the situation. So Patty, this property is in what city, this one we're going to start with?
Rialto.
Okay, city of Rialto. And tell us how you came upon this property.
I was door knocking, mm-hmm. and I door knocked this property one day, and we're standing there with an older gentleman and a younger man. So I start saying, hi, my name's Patty, homeowner advocate, blah, blah, blah.
Okay, so hold on. You knocked this property because it was in pre-foreclosure.
Yes. Okay, that detailed.
Yeah, that's an important thing. Like, why were you at the door?
So they were pre-foreclosure.
Okay, do you remember how far into their foreclosure they were?
Pretty far. They were in NTS status.
Oh.
And if you want to learn how to door knock, I would do NTS is because people are more likely to talk to you than versus pre-foreclosure.
Okay.
But you want to do pre-foreclosure to build that relationship.
Yeah.
But this was an NTS, and it was like I kept watching it getting moved. Okay. So we
So hold on, just for training purposes, right? Patty had caffeine this morning, guys. So,
yeah, I did. Whole cup, NT.
Yeah, that's good. So so NTS stands for Notice of Trustee Sale.
Oh, yes.
Which means that the property has already moved through the entire foreclosure process, and now there is an actual foreclosure sale date. So the date had come, and then it had been postponed. So Patty was watching the actual foreclosure sale date being postponed, which made her say, I got to go see what's going on over there, right?
Yes.
So you go, you knock on the door, and that's the intention, trying to understand what's happening here. Why has their house not gone to auction yet?
Yes.
Okay. So you get to the door.
So I get to the door, and I knock, and the older gentleman starts talking, and he's in Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm only English. And there's a younger man who was like listening as well. And then he goes to close the door, and then the younger man stops him and says, Dad, mm-hmm. I think you need to listen to her.
Mm.
And they said something in Spanish. I have no clue. And then they said, okay. So I said to the younger man, I said, okay, I'd like to set an appointment with your father to come back here and maybe go over to Wells Fargo, because that's who their mortgage holder was. So he makes the appointment, and I said, okay, fine. And it was like a week or so later. So I come back a week later, and the father's like, with the wife this time, nah. And I just looked at him and I said.
He said, nah, like I'm not going to go with you.
Yeah, nah, I don't want to do this. Mm-hmm. It was one of those kind of nahs. Mm-hmm. And I said to him, well, I'm busy and I'm not coming back here when you change your mind. So I just scooped him up in the car. I grabbed him by the arm and I'm like, come on, we're going right now. Get your wife. Let's go. So we go to.
So hold on.
If you could see our faces right now, this podcast.
So imagine these are strangers.
Yeah, they are.
And Patty's at the door and she says, hi, I'm here to serve you. But I really love what you said, which was, I'm busy. And in essence, my time has value. You need me way more than I need you. And you don't know that right now because you are stuck,
mm-hmm.
right? Because when people are in this this kind of a situation, it's traumatic. Mm-hmm. And when people hit trauma, they do one of two things, right? Fight or flight, that kicks in. And so for them, maybe they had already given up. So they just said, nah, like we're tired. We give up. There's nothing that we can do. And Patty said, nope, I'm not going to be okay with that. So get in my car, grab your wife and get in the car. And we're going to Wells Fargo right now because you had made an appointment.
Yes, I did.
And so you weren't going to miss that appointment.
No.
It was basically do now. Like it's now or never, buddy.
Yes.
Yeah. So he got in the car.
They both did. And she was all smiley. He was in the front seat with me and she was in the back smiling because I could see her in the mirror. And mm-hmm. she was like happy that he got in the car and we were doing this.
She was probably shocked.
Maybe that was it. Could have been.
And did the son come this time?
No, he was at work. He was at work, but he had set it all up.
Okay, got it.
So I knew he wasn't going to be there, but mm-hmm. I wasn't afraid because I had Google Translate. So we get over to Wells Fargo.
So you were communicating with him through Google Translate.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And awesome. I liked it better when I had my computer because then we would just type and it was mm-hmm. easier to type. And mm-hmm. I would always type in English and then the Spanish translation. So when I would go back and read these conversations, I knew what we were talking about.
Wow. That's awesome.
And so when we get to Wells Fargo, we meet with the woman and I told her everything that was going on. So then she talks to them in Spanish and mm-hmm. they verified whatever mm-hmm. I said to her. And she comes back to me and she goes, you know, they are way past their appeal date and we were taking this to auction. But you don't speak Spanish. And I'm like, nope. She goes, why? I go, because I never learned it. And, you know, language is not a barrier as long as I have Google Translate. And I've tried it in different languages and it's pretty good. So she was like, I'm going to open it back up because you're not afraid.
Hmm.
So she goes, when can you get everything submitted? I go, they have 1 week because I'm going out of town. And I wanted it submitted before I left.
Okay. Now, let me stop for a second.
I was just going to say, because I'm listening to all this story and I'm thinking it's important to mention that the fact that they are in notice of trustee sale stage and it's been postponed, it means that they've not done anything for at least 4 months, maybe even close to 5 months.
Well, when he was trying to change his mind, I found out it's because he was scammed 12 times by his own community.
Wow.
And then this white girl comes walking into his life and he's like, why should I listen to you? You're not even Hispanic.
Mm.
And I was like, that's your choice. But if I were you, I'd listen.
So I think that's a really important piece. And then also, I think it's important to, for everybody out there to understand, when the lady at Wells Fargo is saying they're way past their appeal period, she's talking about a loan modification.
Yep. Yes, yep. Yes.
And you knew, Patty, that they would qualify for a loan modification. They just didn't have their paperwork straight.
Correct.
Right? And so you knew that they needed to be able to get their paperwork straight, and you knew that's what you would be able to help them do.
Yes.
Okay.
And we did that.
So when you get to Wells Fargo, it's like, hey, the lady says, I can't believe you're here with them. I can't believe you drug them in here. Mm-hmm. But they normally, this would be a closed case and we're going to take it to auction. But instead, we've decided that we're going to open it because you're showing up here and nobody understands why in the world this white woman is here with this family.
Non-English speaking people.
Right. So go ahead. So then what happened?
So then after we opened it up, she goes, well, how long before they get all the paperwork? So that told me that they must have been lackadaisical on getting their paperwork in prior, mm-hmm. or the 12 people that helped them prior just didn't do it, just took their money, and I wasn't charging them. That was another reason why. Mm-hmm. I said, they have 1 week to get it all together for me because I'm going out of town and I want it done before I leave. Mm-hmm. So I spent a lot of time with them that week getting the paperwork, and then finally we submitted it. And the income wasn't where it should have been because the wife's money, it was like part-time. And sometimes she worked and sometimes she didn't. She worked at those markets where you sell things in a big mm-hmm. parking lot. Mm-hmm. I think they're flea markets.
Yeah.
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 And so it was sporadic. So I looked at them one day and I said, where's your son? They go, he's in his room sleeping. I said, I need to talk to him. So I remember we're sitting in their kitchen table and he comes out half-dressed. And he's a young thing, like 22, and I'm like, oh my gosh. So he comes out and I's like, what do you think about this idea? And he goes, what? I go, your parents need some additional income. What do you make a year? And he goes, that's kind of personal. I go, well, what do you want to do here? And he tells me, I'm like, that'll get them over the threshold they need to be. So he goes, so what does that mean? I go, that means you're part owners of the house with your parents. And the parents are like shaking their heads, yes. And he goes, okay, I'm doing this. I go, here, sign right here. And we submitted everything. They got saved. They're still in their house today. They sent me a birthday card this year.
Did they?
Hi, this is Christian Rios. As many of you know, I have been a member of New Wealth Advisors Club for over 7 years and got started when I was 17 years old with absolutely no real estate experience. One of the biggest lessons I have learned from being in the industry is the need for authentic relationships. If you're looking for an actual team locally in Southern California with all the resources needed to close deals, register for one of our free workshops by visiting www.joinnwac.com. Thanks for listening to the Flippin' Off podcast.
Wow. Okay, so back up because
so
that's like
much,
there's
right.
We went through so much to unpack.
I'm sorry, it's caffeine.
No, it's fine. It's good because you know the beautiful thing, Patty, is that you're just like, well, you just had this idea. So, bottom line, in order for somebody to qualify for a loan modification, they have to have enough income.
Yes.
And you're saying that her income, so husband works, wife works, but her income is sporadic, so it didn't hit the threshold in terms of income versus expenses, right? The debt to income ratio. So you had the idea of using the son's income, which was actually quite wise because he really was living there.
Yes, he was.
Right? Mm-hmm. And so I'm sure he is really contributing to the household.
Yes, he is.
It's just nobody thought to add son's income onto title and as income to be able to qualify. And when you had that idea, you make it seem like, okay, sign here and that's it. There's a lot more to it.
There was a lot more. Yeah.
Yeah. So, and I really appreciate that you know, simplified it. But the reality is that one idea that you had, that one inspiration that was truly the missing link to get them over the threshold to be able to afford their mortgage payment, to be able to get a loan modification, to not lose their house to foreclosure.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
And that is so amazing.
Absolutely.
And so exciting. And so you got the paperwork in and they were approved.
Yes, they were. And they're still in their house today.
And they sent you a birthday card.
They sent me birthday cards.
You told us that after everything was said and done, the conversation you had with the husband.
Oh, that one. Yeah. When everything was said and done and they were in their house and the trial periods were over, I was sitting at their kitchen table and he looks at me and he says, the father, I speak a little bit of English. And I looked at him and smiled. I'm like, really? So you made me do this. I go, okay, I know how to do Google Translate really, really well because of you, so thank you. Yeah. But he did understand a little bit, and he could talk, but he just chose not to.
Tell us why. What did he tell you? He said he didn't trust you.
Oh, he didn't trust me because he was ripped off 12 times before by Hispanics. And then
he told you that.
Yes, he did. And then in comes walking this white, fast-talking girl. That's what he was calling me, the white, fast-talking girl. And who said everything right, but he was just nervous because I wasn't Hispanic. Mm. But he kept thinking back to, well, they ripped me off.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they charged me money, and you didn't. You never wanted money.
Right.
So you were door knocking in Rialto,
mm-hmm.
which, you know, there are parts of Rialto that, you know, we all know are predominantly Hispanic mm-hmm. areas.
I wouldn't know that,
and,
but yeah.
You know, I mean, I used to live in Rancho and,
okay.
you know, used to pick my areas carefully unless I was door knocking with my wife, who's a Spanish speaker.
Mm-hmm.
And if I wasn't door knocking with my wife, I would generally avoid certain areas mm-hmm. simply because I don't speak Spanish.
Mm.
So, you know, I
scare me.
Clearly for you, I mean, it's so funny listening to it, but, you know, Patty's like, oh, it's a door. It's a door I need to knock. It's a homeowner that's in foreclosure. I don't care, you know, what their name is, who they are. I'm just going to go knock because I'm authentically here to serve again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the fact that you're then, I'm just thinking, how many members of our community would have seen a Spanish-speaking homeowner mm-hmm. and then just left a flyer with them and walked away.
Right.
And not even had any kind of conversation. And probably 2-3 weeks down the line, that homeowner would have lost his house in auction.
It's absolutely mm-hmm. That is a guarantee. That is exactly what would yeah. have happened. And so I think for all of us, the lesson is this. When we talk about people over profit, that people matter more than money, we really live it. We don't just talk the talk. We actually walk the walk.
Mm-hmm.
And so, Patty, once again, like, you know, thank you. On behalf of that family, thank you for, you know, honestly, for fighting with him. It's almost like you fought for him when he couldn't fight for himself. It's not almost. That is what happened. Mm-hmm. Like he said,
he was
never
done.
Mind. Never mind.
He's done.
I'm not even going to go to the bank with you. And you said, oh, yes, you are. You're getting in this car and we're going right now. And that is, it's a beautiful, miraculous thing. And so, and then, you know, the fact that you had the idea that proves your expertise. So as silly as you are talking about the sun with no shirt, right? You know, but then on the flip side of it, your intellect, your what you know, your skill set, your expertise can and not be questioned. And I am so impressed by that.
Yep.
Thank you.
And I am very, very thankful. So again, on behalf of our entire community, on behalf of that family, thank you for like saving a family's life.
Yeah.
That's like no joke. So much better. So much better than making a dollar, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, someday I'll hit the lottery and I won't have to worry about that.
There you go.
And I could just do what I do because I really enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
I really enjoy the look of faith restored in a mm-hmm. human being after so many people scamming them and hurting them and lying and taking their money mm-hmm. of money they don't have.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right.
I mean, I just had a thought about another family that we saved, and I couldn't even pronounce their name, and I'm looking at the name that day, and I'm like, I don't want to knock on the door because I can't pronounce the name.
Right.
Thank God they weren't home, but they called back.
Mm-hmm.
And we ended up saving them. And one time they almost got itchy ears. Mm. Someone came to the door and said, yeah, I can get you out of this mess real quick. It'll cost you $2,500. And the wife was like, well, if I'm going to pay somebody $2,500, it's going to be Patty, not you.
Mm.
They came to my house with $2,500. And I was like, no.
Mm.
If you have a spare $2,500, you send it to your principal.
Mm-hmm.
Not your payment, your principal.
Very
which
good.
They did do. And now they bring me food. Great food.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Great.
And there you have it.
You make it sound so easy. And I know to a lot of listeners, you know, particularly newer people that are maybe not come to training yet or just starting out on their journey, the way Patty explains it is just, oh, and I did this, and I did this, and I did this.
Yeah.
And it's just, no big deal. And,
right.
you know, I don't think a lot of people will stop to really realize how much of a big deal it is.
Yeah.
I know Melina's, you know, thanked you, and we can't thank you enough for everything you do for HAP, for helping serving homeowners, for helping the community at the club. But it's a huge deal. It's, you know, this is somebody that's losing their their house. They're losing their biggest asset they're ever going to own. Mm-hmm. They've been scammed by 12 people. They've probably lost thousands of dollars mm-hmm. paying people. And he's just about to give up. And in walks Patty.
Fast talking white girl.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what it's called. Fast talking white girl.
It really, I mean, I've just got.
Me too.
Chills, you know.
God bumps.
Reading it back in a, you know, a slightly slower version.
Sorry.
A slightly slower version, but really emphasizing you absolutely changed somebody else's life with no expectation of anything in return.
Yeah. Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you, Patty. So, all right. Well, Patty, thank you again. Johnny, thank you very much. And
you're welcome.
This is NWAC, and we are flipping off.
Toodles.
Toodles. I'm Melina Boswell, your host of the Flippin' Off podcast. I really hope you enjoyed it. If you did, we'd love for you to subscribe, give us a 5-star rating, and tell your friends all about us. You can find more episodes of the Flippin' Off podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever else you like to listen to awesome podcasts like this. If you like what you've heard, we'd really appreciate it if you'd follow us on Facebook and Instagram and tell us the stories that you'd like to hear. Tim Jackson is our senior producer. Luke Jackson is our editor. Brothers. Josh Maldin is our producer. Sound design by Frequency Factory. Our executive producer is Mind and Mill. This was all created by Dave Boswell for New Wealth Advisors Club.